A case of apparent police brutality in Philadelphia has caused an uproar in the city, and it's also the hottest topic on our blog, News and Views. News and Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett is here to tell us what you have been saying online. So, hey, Jeff.
Hey there, Farai.
So there's a video showing half a dozen Philadelphia police officers kicking and beating three men pulled from a car during a traffic stop. We posted the footage on our blog and got plenty of people talking. What's the verdict, Jeff?
So, yeah, reaction ranged from that of outrage over the apparent police brutality to those who defended the police and blamed the suspects. Now, we got over 10 times the usual response on this topic alone, mostly because our coverage was posted to the front page of Dig.com, which is a social networking site where people share links and talk about current events. But on our blog, Will Nett, who's one of our readers, wrote, "As a former police officer of 10 years, this is pretty bad. I'm quite sure the suspects all now have excellent pro bono lawyers, and the department is going to have a smaller budget next year after the lawsuits." Mike G wrote, "Three officers have already been killed in Philly in the past 2 years. I don't think police officers should operate beyond the letter of the law, but I do think a message needs to be sent to criminals in our cities." And Derek, another reader, wrote, "Exercising restraint in tense situations and using good judgment is part of a police officer's basic job description. They choose to be cops, and if they can't do their job correctly, then they should be fired, period."
Now, we've got another big topic this week. It's politics, specifically whether Barack Obama should help bail Hillary Clinton out from her $20 million campaign debt. You posted some interesting material, and folks had some things to say. What's going on?
Well, on our blog, at least, we're hearing emphatic cries of no. No written in all caps, no with a bunch of extra O's, no with exclamation points. It's worth pointing out that even if Obama were to help Clinton, pay some of her campaign debt, federal election law wouldn't allow him to pay them off directly. He'd have to call for his supporters to chip in or hold a joint fundraiser. But that doesn't seem to matter much to our readers. Moji Odorinde wrote, "Should Obama help Clinton?" In the famous words of Whitney Houston, "Hell to the naw." Valerie wrote, "Senator Clinton needs to deal with the consequences of her poorly run, poorly funded, and unsuccessful campaign." And CC wrote, "No, no, 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 no. That would be like chivalry gone wrong." So tell us how you really feel, people.
Exactly. So also on Monday's Bloggers Roundtable, we focused on R. Kelly standing trial on child pornography charges. This is 6 years after the initial charges were filed. So what was the say on our blog?
Well, we're talking about the public's acceptance of entertainers with rap sheets. Now, one can make the argument that R. Kelly's career hasn't suffered much, even though he's facing these child pornography charges. And then there's an artist who, like Akon, who, according to thesmokinggun.com, exaggerated his criminal past for the purposes of street cred and to further his career. So in response to that line of discussion, Bill M. wrote, "I'm a fan of R. Kelly's music. I don't really care what he does with his life. If moral purity were a requirement for good music, then we wouldn't have much to listen to." And Alita Amos, she wrote in our blog, "The hip-hop generation doesn't seem to care much about character. What's worrisome isn't that Akon faked a record to get street cred. What's sad is that he felt he needed to."
Jeff, I'm also going to write up something on Nina Simone, who is one of my favorite artists, and we spoke to her daughter, aired that yesterday, so that's coming up, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined me from our studios at NPR West.